AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following dueling rallies yesterday in battleground states, the Harris and Trump campaigns canceling events in North Carolina, all due to Tropical Storm Debbie. That slow-moving system made landfall again today, this time in South Carolina, bringing with it the threat of flooding and tornadoes. Here's ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin.
Debbie is barely hanging on as a tropical storm now with 40-mile-per-hour winds. We're expecting it to continue to weaken now that it's over land, but what's not going to weaken is that rain that's coming right along with it. Flood watches extend all the way to the Canadian border now, and that tornado watch for parts of North Carolina and Virginia, that's in effect through this afternoon.
Israel's military says it struck infrastructure sites used by Hezbollah militants in Lebanon overnight. Israel bracing for Iran to respond following the assassinations of two militant leaders. And the World Health Organization says it's sending more than 1 million polio vaccines to war-torn Gaza after traces of the virus was found in samples of sewage water. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW-Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
We think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated the crowd in the Eau Claire event district was about 12,000 people. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik will be competing in the 200-meter dash finals at the Paris Olympics on Thursday. The event will be Bednarik's second finals appearance of these Olympics, finishing seventh in an extremely tight 100-meter dash final on Sunday. USA teammate Noah Lyles narrowly won that gold medal. Bednarik's stronger event is the 200-meter dash, the race in which he won the silver medal at the Tokyo Olympics and won both of his heats this year. The finals of the event will air Thursday afternoon. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers played the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta 8-5 to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless. And it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but, you know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at, and for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised at what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and quite crisp, with winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour out of the southwest. Highs today only tap 70. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with cooler temperatures gripping us, highs only reaching the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tyler Albaugh. We are live here in Shawano, Wisconsin, in northeast Wisconsin, on a Thursday afternoon, the 8th of August, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be with you here in Shawano, back of the world headquarters, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommer's taking a couple of well-deserved days off. And our friend, our colleague, the ever-popular Luke Mathers, who usually joins us for Tuesday Tangents, is on the board back at the old hometown. Lukester, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you doing? You know, you've had a couple of hectic days and a couple of hectic weeks all piled together, my friend.
Well, we're gonna discuss that in a minute, and we're gonna bring in our colleague in a minute, Melissa Kay, who also had a rather hectic day. And then at 1 o'clock, by the way, for those of you keeping track, you might want to join us at 1 o'clock. Apparently now, we're getting late word this morning that Donald Trump is going to call a press conference as a cry of help. No, we don't know that, but it could be. He's going to have a press conference down at Mar-a-Lago today. We don't know what it is, but we're going to monitor that, and we're going to bring you at least a sampling to see if there's any real news or if it's just more of the complaining. But we'll have that. And also an hour or two, a little bit of what's worse, your chance to call in. Of course, no prizes, no nothing to win, but your chance to be heard across the state of Wisconsin. So all that's coming up. And yes, Luke, we were there along with our friend and colleague, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8. He was there with us. We also had the great James Kelly, our local news person there at WCFW in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And it was, Trigvi Olsen said this yesterday, he's done a lot of presidential visits. I think this one was put together a little rushed because things did not quite fall into place moving forward. Spent a lot of time out in the sun yesterday, about 8 hours. And that's why Toddy looks a little red if you're watching on the stream. But have no fear, I've been slathered in the old aloe vera gel right here.
Red or tan? Come on. You got a nice, Wisconsin August glow to you, Todd. That's what it is. It's not sunburn. It's just a Wisconsin glow.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, that's one way to put it. But I'm serious. I mean, here's a little pro tip for you. If you ever, because the funny thing is, at least to some people, that I had sun blocker with me. But because of all the hubbub going on and trying to stand on one foot to get an internet signal, I just got preoccupied and I forgot to put it on until about the middle of Vice President Harris's speech. And at that point, just what's the point? And so, but here the post op, the aloe vera gel, that's where it's at. You want to look in the back, make sure the number one ingredient is not alcohol or water, but rather the number one ingredient here is aloe leaf.
You're saying aloe, very weird, my friend.
Well, I'm from Richland Center. We say Alo instead of Alo.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it works. Here's the important thing, though. Vice President Kamala Harris, I can say that right, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, were in Eau Claire yesterday, took the time to come, and by many estimates, our friend John Nichols from the Progressive Cap Times and author, he stopped by our table for a minute. He talked to law enforcement, and many people there in law enforcement were saying it was upwards of 12,000 people there at the old Country Jam grounds just north of Wisconsin. It was a huge crowd. So well received, it went off in terms of the speeches without a hitch, and so we enjoyed her being there, enjoyed presenting it to you, and of course, Luke, thanks to you and all the great folks, Zomers, all the people that were here as backup to get that on the air for folks. Really, really appreciate that. I want to bring in our friend and colleague Melissa Kay from our great radio station in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. That's 1320 on the AM side and 97.5 on the FM dial. Melissa, thanks for coming back on the show. Always appreciate it. You were in the area as well, just south of us in Eau Claire, because the plans, you had gotten credentialed, the plans, because the other rally that was happening in Eau Claire was the Republican candidate for vice president, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was in Eau Claire. And your experience, Melissa, was a little out of the ordinary as well. First of all, welcome to the program. How you been?
Oh, pretty good, Todd. A little tired after yesterday because it was a long day and I had a bit of a drive. But yes, so my credentials were denied, actually. But I showed up anyway because everything on the website indicated it gave you the address of the place. It said doors open at 11. The talk starts at 1. So I, along with many others, showed up at Woolard International in the Industrial Park in Eau Claire there. And we're hoping to get in. And when we arrived, we were told this is a private event. Only approved press is allowed in.
So you would, let me make sure that I have this straight. You had applied for credentials and were denied. So you knew you were denied going in, but you're a member of the press.
Right. As far as a member of the press, correct. But I thought, you know, as a citizen, you know, someone who lives here in Wisconsin, has lived here my whole life, I could come in as, you know, someone to just attend. And
sure.
The kicker was there was a woman there who had been invited to come in, and she was denied.
And Luke, I think we have Melissa put together a clip of this. So Melissa, this is someone, a person that just your average run-of-the-mill Trump fan supporter that had thought that she had been approved, and here's what Melissa found from this person. Here we go.
Yes, basically I was contacted yesterday to write an paragraph of what I felt about what was going on, and what I would say to the vice president if I had the opportunity. And then I took off work to come over here and then was told I was not able to get in.
Wow.
Just pretty upset.
So she was invited to be there.
Mm-hmm. And there was another, there were a couple ladies there that were doing interviews with the people that were there. They were obviously, I think, pro-Trump supporters, because when I asked this woman if she'd be willing to talk with me, I introduced myself and said who I was with, and that woman comes over, she's like, don't give a negative review to the press, that's not gonna help us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Not knowing that you actually were the press.
And maybe she knew that, but I said to the woman, I'm like, I'm not, you know, trying to get a gotcha moment, I just am interested in the facts. How are you, what are you feeling, how does this affect you?
So set up this other clip. We have something about a gentleman who is a little nervous here. What's this one about, Melissa?
Well, this is, so after the rally was done and you know, all these other people showed up to try to get in. And when I'd say a good half, if not more than that, of the people who came and were told they couldn't go inside left. But a group of, I would say roughly 100 people stuck around to wave at the motorcade as it went by, because that's all you saw. You couldn't even see the people getting out of it. You couldn't get close enough. At the end of his comments to the press, somebody came out and they were like, if you want to see him, he's going down to Olson's Ice Cream, downtown Eau Claire. So these were the hardcore people that stuck around in the heat. And I mean, we were in the shade, but it was still hot. And they were like, okay, so let's travel down so we get to see him. Maybe I'll get to touch him. I heard somebody say that.
Oh my God.
I talked with
good thing Trump wasn't in town, might have been the other way around, but go ahead.
Yeah. I saw some people across the street after the inside picture photo op was over. There was a woman holding, two women holding a gay pride flag, and some other flags and a gentleman over there with them. This is the gentleman that I talked to after everybody had kind of dispersed.
All right, Luke, here's the clip of Melissa talking to one of the people trying to attend this Vance event yesterday in Eau Claire.
Yeah, the commotion going on down here. You came down. What did you think was going on down here?
Originally, I thought it was Kamala Harris, but then I saw the Trump flags, and I was like, oh, this should be interesting. And to tell you the truth, I was a little nervous.
So he was actually, he's a teacher from New York who was in town on a business trip with his wife, and he was just curious. We had a really good conversation, an interesting talk. Sounds like kind of the political climate in New York is similar to here, purple. There's a lot of flags in yards in the rural areas, but it was really just interesting to experience the difference in the because the people that I talked to, just normal conversation. I did not identify myself as a member of the press to most of the people that I saw at the J.D. Vance rally, just out of my own protection, my own safety. But the conversation is pretty normal. Like, you know, oh, well, Karen can't make it to the barbecue on Sunday because she's got something going on. She's got to help her granddaughter. And but then as soon as the conversation turned to politics, things got weird. People were spouting talking points and saying, you know, things like, well, oh, God, I so hope they win. This is the only way our country is going to survive. And just a lot of fear. I heard a lot of fear from people.
And I think that's so insightful to bring to our listeners that you were there, kind of, I'll use the term embedded for lack of a better term, but to listen to this, and I think it's a great example, a firsthand account when standing there, that if you're not talking directly about politics, so many of our friends and neighbors across Wisconsin, you know, these aren't all quote unquote, you know, weird people or people, there are friends and neighbors who otherwise are seeing, you know, very...
Gas station, grocery store.
Exactly. But then when it turns to politics, they've just kind of been drawn into, I think fear is the exact word and that you used.
The other thing that I heard a lot as well, I don't watch any news. I don't watch any news. I get my news from alternate sources.
Yeah. And I think
again, I don't think there's any fact checking going on.
No, and so insightful that you heard that firsthand, because we've talked about it on our show that I think we all get into silos, but it seems like one side is more silo-ish when it comes to listening to news. It's just a reverberating sound chamber where they only hear what they believe.
And the other resounding thing I heard was, well, if I can't get into the rally, at least I can, you know, hit up Menards while I'm down here.
Maybe you'll find Tim Walz there. I want to talk before we let you go, Melissa, because I thought this was very interesting. And want to be careful. This was not a direct Secret Service person, as I understand it, but it was someone with security, because the vice president was running late to her event yesterday. J.D. Walz got strange on the tarmac.
J.D. Vance, you mean?
What did I say?
You said J.D. Walz. J.D. Vance.
You combined the two. It's a hybrid.
It's been a long or short 24 hours, depending upon way you want to look at it. But give us the story.
Yeah. So what happened is I did those interviews with people, and then I was walking back to my car because I parked a long ways away because those little old ladies were so worried about getting parking. So I was like, I can walk. And so I walked back to my car, and here comes another motorcade, and it's Harrison Walz, and they pulled up to the local store in downtown, and I scooted across so I could get up there. And one of the gentlemen who was involved with security, he said, yeah, they purposely landed at the same time we did so that things could. And he said, he shared his personal feelings about J.D. Vance, and I won't say them on air.
All right.
But yeah,
I think that's so fascinating because, and we're going to talk about this a bit later in the show, the fact that J.D. Vance would time this to kind of mess Harris's schedule up and then walk in front of her plane, Air Force Two, saying he wanted to check out what he was going to be his plane. It felt, you know, not just as a reporter, but as a, well, can you come back after the break? Because I want to talk about this a little bit with you. All right.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We're going to continue talking with Melissa Kay of the great station down at Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Lukester Mather is back at the studios in Madison. And we're here in beautiful Shawano. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live here in Shawano, Wisconsin on Dad and Stepmom's back porch. It's a lovely, lovely back porch. You may see Dad appearing or walking in and out of the photo or the video at times because he's nothing if not a great host, and he brought me a little extra coffee. So I mean,
Dad and I are hanging out.
Right, just hanging out during the show here, and so yeah, it's a lovely, lovely day. A little overcast here in Shawano. How's the weather down in Wisconsin Rapids?
It stopped raining and things cleared up, so it's turning into a nice day.
All right, very good. Luke Mathers back at the old home station, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, in Madison. Melissa, again, great reporting yesterday, and really appreciate the fact that Civic Media had people not just at the Vice President and Governor Walz rally north of Eau Claire, but we also had you down there at the Vance event. Unfortunately, they did not let you in. I want to talk about a couple of things. A, it seemed to be very controlled. Give us a sense of how many people were, and again, I know these are just guesstimates, but not necessarily a number if you don't want to, but was this all small, large, medium? What size of crowd was it outside of this event, which ended up being a by invitation only thing?
I would guess there were about 100 people there, maybe less, that stuck around, because there were people that showed up that left. But then by the time we were invited to head down to this, you know, surprise visit to the ice cream shop, there were maybe, I would guess, between 30 and 50 people that showed up down there. But these were hardcore fans that stuck around just to wave at the motorcade. So he knew that he had a solid audience down there. And inside, this was one interesting thing that happened that honestly was a little cringy to me. There were a couple ladies there that had their young girls with them. One was probably a toddler, about two, and maybe the other one was four. And he like held out his hands to hold the baby. And then when he had the baby in his arms, he turns over to somebody else in his group and goes, "Baby number four."
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't know if that's going to help him in his.
And I want to, and this segue is exactly why the main reason I wanted to bring you back after the break. And I appreciate you giving us the extra time. And I want to be careful because I know you do news and you could go with this however you want. But to your point, and someone, I believe it was on CNN yesterday, made this point that combined with in 2016, Donald Trump basically stalking Hillary Clinton on a debate stage, standing behind her, I'll use your term, pretty cringy. Yesterday, J.D. Vance, you know, timing this apparently to throw off Kamala Harris and then going in front of her plane. And it seems to be this pattern, and it really has flourished under Trumpism, of men just stepping in front and trying to intimidate women and trying to kind of, I'll use the term, put them in their place. You do it with that comment, either as a person or a reporter. But do you sense this, that women, generally women voters, understand this or get this?
Well, the unfortunate thing I think that's happening is the women that, especially the ones that I encountered yesterday, I feel are ill-informed. Either they're getting their information from unreliable facts and unreliable sources, or they're not facts. Mm-hmm. Some of them are straight up lies. And they're drawn into this, we're going to protect you. This is going to keep you safe. Here's all the reasons why you need to be afraid, and we're better than the other guy. And that seems to be the mentality of many of these people. and they cling to Jesus. They cling to these people are going to save us. It's a, you know the word, and I'm not going to say it, but.
I mean, Jim, listening in Appleton on WGBW, not my dad, by the way, but another Jim, said, quote, on the text line, I'll call it what it is, J.D. Vance was making an attempt at intimidating Kamala and Tim, classic bullying, unquote. And I think that's a great day. If you want to text in, download the Civic Media app today. It's free, takes less than a minute. Gail King calls it a deal. At least the CBS one. The Civic Media app, you can download it today. Text in or call in. Welcome your calls as well. 855-752-4842. We're talking with Melissa Kay from WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, in the beautiful city of Wisconsin. We got to get up there. I drove through there last week for the first time in a long time. It's been stressful. I got lost.
I ended up
having to drive. Went through Wisconsin Rapids kind of by mistake, but I went through and I thought, why haven't we done a show in Wisconsin Rapids proper? So we got to come up there and do that.
Yeah, we're having a parking lot party on Wednesday, a listener appreciation event from noon to 6. Come get tacos.
Noon to 6 on Wednesday?
Yep.
And anybody in the area can come by at the studios?
Heck yeah. Our listeners, our supporters, our sponsors, everybody's welcome.
See, right there.
See,
right,
now you're giving Todd just one more task. He's going to now find a way to get up there and broadcast from the parking lot next Wednesday.
Well, we're live from 4 to 6, so you can come to your show live at our studios. Absolutely.
It'll be like a pregame. For the appreciation party. that's fantastic. Well, I so appreciate you being there, because I think too often in our business, in particular in my business, being that fine line, I mean, I tell people, and I just tell them I do it, I do my best as someone who went to broadcasting and journalism school at UB Platteville to apply journalistic ethics to this show. But I think sometimes with opinion, we don't always focus on what really is happening. And to have you there and to share with us the real facts on the ground keeps me honest. It makes it better for our listeners because they know that we're giving them real facts. And so I just appreciate you. Even though you didn't get into the event, you're recounting your lens that you can help us understand this through is just so very valuable. So I really appreciate you being there.
And one other thing to note, you know, I was there by myself. Every other camera crew that showed up was in a group. And there were a couple guys standing around, and I was like, so what are you guys here for? And they're like, well, we're here to escort somebody. And it was a cameraman and a woman showed up, and they were there as bodyguards to protect them. So
the press now having to travel in Eau Claire, Wisconsin with bodyguards.
I just wore a car crew shirt and tried to look normal.
I can tell you at the Harris Walls event, I did not see any security specifically for the press. That much. We got to go over pretty soon. I got to meet one of my people I've always wanted to meet. I got to meet Ed O'Keefe of CBS News yesterday. And I was very excited about this. Awesome. And because of I had about 2.5 hours of sleep and not thinking. And I got a little bit, I usually don't do this. I got a little nervous. And I went to take a picture and I couldn't even get my camera. I was so nervous. And Ed O'Keefe had to help me get my camera on to take a selfie.
You fanboyed. Nice job, Todd.
I know. I was a little, and couldn't have been a nicer, kinder person.
I got a photo with Bon Iver.
Really?
I did. He was at the local store.
I've stayed at his hotel at the Oxbow in Eau Claire, any other big news popping about the 4 minute left or so?
Oh, just our parking lot party. We're really excited. We're going to have kids be able to do radio jobs, and we're going to record it. They're going to get to take them home on a USB drive that's a wristband with our logo on it and share with their family and friends.
Look at that.
Yeah.
WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, one of our great stations, a legacy station. You guys just do a great job up there, and I just appreciate you bringing that community to central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the area, listen to them on 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, and the great Melissa Kay. You can always hear her. You do news, you're hosting programs. You're the Swiss Army Knife. What is it? What's the
community
show?
Stories with Melissa Kay. Hopefully debuting next month. We'll see.
All right, Andy, I'm sure it'll be available on our website as well, civicmedia.us.
Melissa, we appreciate Kay, you, Todd.
Hey, really, really appreciate it. Melissa Kay, everybody, really appreciate you. Come on back. We got DeLukester and Madison. We're here in Shawano. Dad's got the coffee on. We'll break down more from Kamala Harris's trip.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Class 3 milk price saw a rally yesterday, and in turn, we saw cheese prices close higher. This is in part thanks to the whey market. I'm Stephanie Huff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. For every 1 cent move in whey, we get 6 cents in Class 3 milk. EverEgg Principal Mike North says a longtime high in the whey price has been supportive for Wisconsin dairy producers.
Bottom line is when you take a look at this type of price, it has been a while since we've been able to talk about 60-cent whey specifically. We haven't touched it since 2022. That's added about a buck and a quarter back to milk prices over the course of the last several weeks. And that's really given this milk market some zeal and some vigor to be able to hold on for higher territory. So in the midst of what would ordinarily be a nice seasonal run-up, we're seeing a lot of things coming together to support that seasonality in 2024.
Mike North along with us, a principal at EverEgg. You can find them online at EVER.AG. Stick around. We'll take a look at what our commodity prices are doing next.
This year's Farm Technology Days is growing to the tune of success. August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events.
Join our friends from Compeer Financial and Agribusiness Tent 2 and the Midwest Farm Report at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on August 13th at 2 p.m. Compeer Financial is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at compeer.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And Cleary Building Corp. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Thursday from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a penny and three quarters at 381.5. December new crop corn is also down a penny and three quarters, trading at 399 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading down 8.5 cents at 996 3/4. November new crop soybeans are down 6 3/4 cents at $10.12 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up a quarter of a cent at 538.5. Moving on to fluid milk, the Class 3 milk contracts are weaker today. September Class 3 milk is trading down 11 cents at $20.69 a hundredweight. The October Class 3 milk contract is down 6 cents, trading at $21.10 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and quite crisp, with winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour out of the southwest. Highs today only tap 70. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with cooler temperatures gripping us, highs only reaching the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will talk sports with Dan Schumacher, media with Mark Jacob, and politics with Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live here on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin. If you're not sure where it's at, and by the way, it's pronounced Shawano, not Shawano, as so many people say. It's just east, pardon me, just west of Green Bay on the new Highway 29. That's new anymore, but the four lanes takes you half an hour, most, to get from Green Bay to Shawano. So not a bad trip at all. Lovely part of the state. Luke, you ever been up here?
I have not been to Shawano proper, no.
Well, come on up. Great fishing on Shawano Lake, incidentally. And while it's a very red part of the state, they have some really cool kind of, I would call them more progressive types of shops downtown. I mean, you know, it's a little diversity here. And also, I know that our friend Dr. Lyerly, who is running for the 8th Congressional District on the Democratic side, she spent a lot of time here in Shawano. And I think that speaks to her campaign and about kind of the hopefully emerging diversity of parts of Wisconsin. And that if you just kind of talk to people and be normal and talk about normal things like, you know, education and healthcare and things that really affect people's daily lives, you can actually, you know, find common ground. So it's going to be very interesting, of course. The primary is coming up this Tuesday. Don't forget, as Luke likes to say, be a voter. Check your registration and be aware of your polling place. Get out to vote. Early voting already underway in most parts of the state. So you can do that, I believe, Luke, through, in some places through Sunday, but certainly through Friday through tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know about Sunday voting, but I know there's numerous Saturday polling places here in Madison and other municipalities around the state. So you can definitely be a voter before Tuesday, but make sure, by Tuesday, you either return your absentee ballots or you make a plan to head into your polling place by Tuesday. Wisconsin, same day voter registration state, really great aspect. Exactly. So if you're not registered to vote or you got to update your registration, you can still do that between now and Tuesday as well. So definitely make a plan, be a voter.
Very good. There's your PSA, your public service announcement for the great Luke Mathers, who always has his voting facts down. I appreciate that so very much. And you might think, well, nobody's running in my part of the state. You'd be wrong about, well, maybe nobody's running, but there is a very important issue. There are two constitutional amendments. I'm going to talk more about those probably on Monday a little bit, break those down into other programs on Civic Media have done so as well. I would encourage you to vote, but vote no on those two constitutional referendums. Probably the in our best interest to just say no, as Nancy Reagan once said about something else. So just say no to the constitutional amendments, but get out there and vote. Republican primary here in the 8th Congressional District. Dr. Lyerly unchallenged on the Democratic side. Over in the 3rd, of course, there is a hot primary for the Democrats who will go on. One of them of the three will go on and challenge Derek Van Orten in the 3rd. He, of course, running as the Republican. Want to talk a little bit more about Kamala Harris being in Eau Claire yesterday, along with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Lots of Minnesota license plates, Luke. Believe it or not,
doubt that one bit.
Yeah, I think it just shows what a well-liked person he is. And let me tell you, and I love Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley. My sister and brother-in-law live there. Our friend Pat Kreitlow is up there. Spent quite a bit of time up there. But the place that they chose for this event was out in the middle of virtually nowhere, north of Eau Claire. And the parking was very limited to a couple of fields. And I was getting out of there trying to get back to Highway 29, which runs east and west to get over here to Shawano. And I'm not exaggerating for dramatic effect, as my friends know sometimes I'm wont to do.
What?
But without exaggeration for dramatic effect, on these little tiny town and roads, I bet you there were cars parked along these town roads for a good mile and a half to 2 miles away. I mean, people were just, it was crazy. And a lot of these, Minnesota, but a lot of them Wisconsin. I saw Illinois plates there. These people can draw. And there is something special about Harris and Walz that there's a new energy. Estimates of over 12,000 people yesterday in Eau Claire and perhaps as many as 20,000 in Detroit. Got to get to that in a minute. But first of all, let's get to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom calling from the old West Coast out in Los Angeles, California. Tom, thanks for holding. What say you? Hello, Tom, are you there? Yep, we got you. Tom, go right ahead.
And then go through it first. Sorry about that. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and I hope everyone shows that on this upcoming election in Wisconsin on Tuesday and votes no. I was wondering, would it be a good campaign slogan for the Democrats to say that we'll actually promise you that we'll show up for work every day rather than not show up for 8 months out of the year and collect the paycheck from the taxpayers? That's one question I have. The second one is, you were talking about journalism before. What happened to the who, what, when, why, where, and how when it comes to journalism? I saw this article this morning from the Washington Post, and it says, Kamala Harris makes a risky bet that Tim Walz can prop up the blue wall. And I'm thinking, this isn't even an opinion. Washington Post.
I mean, this brings up a great question, Tom, and not just the Post, but I know Mark Jacobson, the former great Chicago Tribune journalist who appears on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow regularly, he brings up this about mainstream media, like the Post, like Chicago Tribune, especially the New York Times. And remember, most of the time, the reporter does not write the headline, right? And so it comes down to these editors who are writing these kind of headlines as clickbait or to try to, both sidesism on this. Yeah. And I think you're absolutely right. And I think, I'm not sure if you are familiar with our listeners, I use it quite a bit. It's a news service called Axios, which is online. They've just laid off, I think, 50 people because of the changing dynamics of the media. And then in this memo that Axios chairman or owner put out, he noted the rapid change in media today. And that there are so many alternatives, and we were talking about this with Melissa Kay, that people want to just stay in their own silo, and instead of hearing the truth, all they want to hear is what they believe in and what they want to hear. And I think, Tom, you're absolutely right. This changes the dynamic of how news and media works.
Yeah, I just don't understand why it is that we can't get back to the basic, because I think what keeps things objective rather than subjective is asking the open-ended questions, and it keeps a journalist on point rather than going one way or the other way. And I get clickbait and I get all of that, but I will never forgive Bill Clinton for signing the Telecommunications Act. And even though I'm a very, very strong progressive with media ownership, but the thing is, this has just gone on where we're supposed to be able to respect these people, and they're basically, nothing more than, David Pecker from the National Enquirer. And I really feel
right.
Yeah,
I think the bottom line is something we say on this show all the time is, listen, watch, read a diverse amount of media. And that includes for me and for civic media. I mean, I love it when people listen to us and this network, and I think our news team does a great job. But any healthy person should be, I mean, I look at a variety of news sources every day, because if you do that, that's going to keep your mind clearer and give you a better picture of what's really going on. And then, of course, just go out and talk to people and listen. And as Yogi Berra said, you can see a lot just by looking around. So I think that's another important point.
Absolutely.
But very, very quickly, Tom, before I let you go, I'll answer the question.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. No, I don't think that's I personally would, if I was running a campaign, I would not use the whole thing about the legislature only working so hard as the main point of a campaign. I would put it more in context of what have they done for our area. You know, why hasn't the Wisconsin Republican Legislature, why do we have $2.5-3 billion sitting in a treasury of our tax money, and we're having to have school referendums for public schools to keep the lights on? Why do we have two-year universities closing across this state, and Wisconsin Legislature doesn't do anything about it? I mean, I would put it in, because again, I'll go back to this. There's no better campaigner in Wisconsin. There's no better campaigner that I've seen than Tammy Baldwin, who doesn't talk in platitudes and legislation. She talks about people and what things mean to people. And I think that she has nailed this, and that's why in the Marquette Law School poll, Luke, keep me honest, she was up, 6-7 points yesterday in the Marquette Law School poll?
Yes.
And yeah. And so, but thanks, Tom. Really appreciate the call, as always. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. And what was it, Mark? Is that right?
No, we got Jack from Merrimack joining us.
I'm sorry, Jack of Merrimack. My apologies, Jack. Always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, good afternoon. I decided to keep it a little lighter today. I spent a lot of time up in Shawano. My grandparents were from, one pair was from Shawano and the other pair was from Bondiwell. And I was born in Green Bay, and my dad used to have only a couple of weeks off, but he would take a weekend and he would drive us up to my grandparents' place, and they had a cottage on Shawano Lake. And I had, from probably the time I was 8 until I was probably 20, I think I was about 20, essentially lived summers in that cottage, and it was just marvelous. I would go out and fish every day. I met an old guy from Chicago who was probably close to my grandparents' age. But he was retired and had a cottage on Shawano Lake, too. And he would take me out fishing mornings, and we'd come back. I would clean the fish. My mom and I lived on fish. My dad would come up on the weekend. And then when, of course, he had his vacation, he would also he'd spend those weeks with us up there, too. So I have some That's wonderful awesome. Memories of Shawano. It was just a great, great place to be.
Jack, I appreciate that call more than you know, because you just laid out what so many Wisconsinites can relate to, whether it was a permanent cottage or going fishing the summer or a trip or living up here in this part of the state. I think so many Wisconsinites have such great summer memories of just hanging out on a lake, whether it's fishing or boating or going down a river and tubing. And that's part of what makes Wisconsin great. It's part of what brings us all together. And what we want, I think, most Wisconsinites is a government leaders that will protect these conservation values, that will keep our livers. That's what you get, by the way, if you combine lakes and rivers. You get a liver. most Wisconsinites probably need help keeping our liver clean as well, Jack. I think you laid it out beautifully. And I really, really appreciate you sharing that story.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much, Jack. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to join Luke and I here on a Thursday afternoon. Let's see here. Let's check the phone lines one more time. Anybody else? L.A. Tom says, at least Jack knows where things in Wisconsin are. Laura Ingram doesn't. Well, interesting you say that, L.A. Tom, because I'm not sure, Luke, do we have time for that one, or we'll do it when we come back here?
It's a quick one. We can play it.
All right. Here's what Laura Ingram on Fox said about her geography in Wisconsin yesterday.
Now, these are just facts, Mary Catherine Hamm. I mean, if you know Minnesota, and I don't well, especially Milwaukee, it's changed. And these are just...
Minnesota and Milwaukee have changed dramatically. So much that they're not in the same state.
Amazing, isn't it?
I don't know how you preface that with "I know them well." Like, I know Minnesota exactly. Well, Milwaukee, and then it's like, wait, what? Are you sure?
Are you really sure? So I think that's beautiful. I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I think it shows a little bit. Look, I messed up and it's in North Carolina instead of North Dakota yesterday. So we all make mistakes. But I just think it's funny, as Luke says, you know, the fact that she prefaced it by saying she knows Wisconsin so well or Minnesota so well. And here she puts Minnesota and Milwaukee together. No, does that work?
No, not together.
What were your thoughts yesterday of Waltz?
I think the compassion that you see when somebody goes down in the crowd, like that's not a typical thing for most politicians. A lot of folks are ready to come in, give the stump speech and leave, and Governor Walz was making sure that even though he was running late to begin, they took the time and they got water for the folks that needed it, and I thought that was really great to see.
Excellent producing, as always. He knows a segue, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll hear from Governor Walz in Eau Claire yesterday. He's a carer. He's a neighbor. He's a guy who smells like tuna casserole because he's authentic. It's the All Ball Show on 70.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tala Ball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour number 2, the Trumpster apparently holding some sort of a press event down in Mar-a-Lago. We're going to monitor that, see if there's any audio, something newsworthy to bring to you. Maybe dip in. Taste what's going on down there and let you know. Also at hour 2, this is very good, What's Worse. Our What's Worse segment is back and talking a little bit about Tim Walz. So your chance to call in and be heard across statewide radio. We are here in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, on the back porch of my dad and stepmom's house. It is a lovely day here in northwest Wisconsin. Dad's got the coffee on, and it's great to be here. Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Zommers, is back at the old world headquarters down in Madison. Glad to have you along. Luke mentioned this right before the break. And this is one of the, being there yesterday in Eau Claire and seeing this happen live, it really gave you a sense for the authenticity. I think it's something other people have talked about today, of Tim Walz. You can't fake this. As someone who's run campaigns from city council all the way up through a congressional campaign, you have a candidate, you cannot fake sincerity. There's a great line, by the way, the great show Boston Legal, starring William Shatner, back from the middle 2000s there, and Alan Shore was the other big attorney on the show, the character Alan Shore. And at one point Alan says, it's all about sincerity. Once you learn how to fake that, there's no telling how far you can go. There's a lot of truth to that in politics, I think. But you can't fake real sincerity. And here's Tim Walz, a guy who's in the middle of a speech. And by the way, never dealt with teleprompters before this week. And he does a great job already. And he's given a speech. Well, we'll let it speak for itself. Here's Tim Walz in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, taking care of his neighbors yesterday.
Yay. Thank you all.
Somebody had fallen down and basically fainted, and the EMS people are helping this person up yesterday in Eau Claire, trying to get some fluids to him. And Tim Walz just stops the whole thing.
Thank you all. We're okay. We have someone down. They're treating him. They're getting him some water, and it's good. He's going to get up. You guys need some water, too? We'll ask him. Teddy, can you see if they have some more water? That'd be great.
He's literally taking care of the crowd. All right, that's probably enough.
He's intently focused on it. Yeah, he's a bit more of a video clip. Yes, it is him making sure that there is assistance being provided to the person that needed it in the crowd before he's even thinking about continuing on with his remarks.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of person that you want, not someone who's there for themselves and the glory to put themselves up in the spotlight. But he literally goes kind of into dad or coach mode, which he is both, and starts just, hey, do you need some water? Hey, do you need some, yeah, how about you over there? Hey, you, I mean, he just starts taking care of the crowd. And it was a remarkable thing to watch in real time with a bank of national press on the risers right beside me. And he didn't care what sort of national airtime he was filling up or leaving dead air. What if, Luke will tell you, the worst thing in this business is dead air. And he didn't care. Television, of course, had the visual. But first and foremost were his friends and neighbors, Minnesotans and Wisconsinites.
What we needed is Governor Walz to kind of see that you were getting that Wisconsin glow and say, hey, Todd, you need to put your sunscreen on. that was what you needed.
That is exactly what I needed yesterday. I needed a little Governor Walz. So that was, again, just a great event. Around 12,000 was the estimate yesterday in Wisconsin. It was a great event. Then they hopped the plane, Air Force Two, and went over to Detroit, where quite a bit of news was made in Detroit. I want to use this clip from, again, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, who can relate. Here's part of what makes him so relatable. And we talked about this with Dr. Lyerly earlier in the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin. They have what some people would call progressive political or policy values, but they are relatable. And they can put them in terms that everybody can understand. Here's Tim Walz talking about the fact he can shoot pheasants.
Oh, this clip. This one's still from Wisconsin, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This one's from Wisconsin. Okay, well, he was talking about Wisconsin, too. Here we go.
And just like Wisconsin over in Minnesota, we believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in common sense gun violence laws. And just so you know, when I was in Congress, I was the top gun at the trap shoot 3 years in a row. I can outshoot them, too. I can outshoot these guys.
I love every part about that clip, because as a former teacher and a coach and a hunter, he says, yeah, we believe in the Second Amendment, but we have to have reasonable gun laws as well. That's a position that most Wisconsinites will support. And then he adds in there, this is true, apparently. He spent 12 years in Congress, and you know, there's all kinds of different clubs in Congress. There's guys that play basketball, and it happens to be some guys that hunted and guys that would shoot. And he said, look, I could outshoot anybody. And he could, apparently. So, I mean, he's a pheasant hunter, but he's also a guy who believes in reasonable gun laws as well. And has done it, by the way, as governor of Minnesota with, a one-seat majority, Luke, over there in the Minnesota legislature.
Yes, I believe a very razor-thin majority with the legislature in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Here's somebody saying, in Waukesha, on your program today, you said there were not much security. They were all at Steinhoffel's guarding their couches. Well, that could be true. That could be. I said there wasn't a lot of security in terms of the press, because Melissa Kay was saying that there were news organizations that sent private security to protect the reporters at the Vance event. I simply was saying that I did not see any private security hired to protect reporters at the Harris event. So, didn't see a lot of couches on the street yesterday either. So there's that as well. Coming up in hour number two, and again, this could be fantastic, another edition of What's Worse. And we're going to get into Tim Walz, what Republicans are trying to charge here on his military record. And it's ridiculous, quite frankly. Derek Van Orten chiming in this. So, by the way, we have still not seen one of Derek Van Orten's fellow SEALs stand behind him and endorse his service. So there's that. And we're also going to have a little bit more on Kamala Harris in Detroit yesterday. You do not want to mess with this woman. She is serious, and she's great on the stump. Going to have that cut for you as well. Luke Mathers in Madison, Toddy here in Shawano. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday. We're live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.